Welcome, everyone, to the May 27th edition of the Orange County Planning Commission. I'd like to ask Commissioner Harper to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Sure. The call, please rise. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we'll go to roll call. First District, Commissioner Ha.
Here.
Second District, Commissioner Harper.
Here.
Third District, Commissioner Rice.
Here.
Fourth District, and welcome, Claudia Perez.
Here. Thank you.
And I'm Dave Bartlett, and I'm here as well. Claudia, if we could add, this is your first meeting. Welcome to the Orange County Planning Commission. Could you say a few words, give us a little bit, a couple of minutes of who you are and why you decided to take on this role?
Hi, thank you for the welcome. I'm excited to join everybody and be part of this commission. I've had all the interest of being serving with the public. I have been a library commissioner for the city of Anaheim, a housing commissioner as well for the city of Anaheim. I've been part in and out of the community for several decades now. I'm sharing my age, but that's okay. So I'm just very excited to be part of this. And my interest in this was mostly the fact to continue helping the community, being a part of a larger community as well with the county itself. So I'm very excited to be part of this. Thank you for the welcome.
Well, we're excited to have the 4th District represented, so thank you, Claudia. We'll look forward to seeing you in person next time. Moving on, the minutes of, gosh, it was a long time ago that we were here. The minutes of January 22nd, 2020, has everyone had a chance to review those minutes?
Yes, we have.
Okay, we'll take a motion for approval of the minutes of January 22nd, 2020.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes on January 22nd, 2020.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Okay, discussion items.
Item number.
Yes. Thank you, Claudia. Discussion items. Item number one is public hearing, general plan amendment, GPA 20-01, land use, transportation, and growth management elements. All supervisory districts. Let's go to the executive officer, Richard.
Good afternoon, commissioners. Richard Fong, interim deputy director for development services. We have Joanna Chang on the phone and online to present the general plan amendment, and I'll be controlling the slides from here. Joanna, once you're ready.
Okay, good afternoon, Chairman and Commissioners. This is Joanna Chang, Land Use Manager at OC Development Services. I hope everyone is doing well and that you can hear me. At any point, please let me know if you're unable to hear me.
Loud and clear.
Okay, great. Excellent. Thank you. In attendance today is Wei Zhu, Senior Civil Engineer from OC Public Works Infrastructure. We are before you today to request authorization to initiate general plan amendment GPA 20-01 to ensure compliance with recent state mandated changes regarding new metrics for California Environmental Quality Act CEQA transportation analysis. On to the next slide. In today's presentation, we will provide an overview of the items listed on this screen. In particular, the intent is to request authorization to initiate a general plan amendment to comply with SB 743. We will be returning to Planning Commission with additional details and a recommendation at a later time. Next slide. SB 743 was signed by the governor in September 2013. With the intent to more appropriately balance the needs of congestion management with statewide goals related to infill development, the promotion of public health through active transportation, and the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. SB 743 requires that analysis of transportation impacts for CEQA occur through an analysis of VMT, vehicle miles traveled. In CEQA analysis, vehicle miles traveled will replace motorist delay and level of service as a metric for impact determination. Level of service, LOS, analyzes congestion, how many cars are on the road, how many cars are in the intersection, how it's functioning, and vehicle miles traveled, VMT, analyzes the number of vehicle trips generated and the distance they travel. Beginning on July 1st, 2020, SB 743 provision shall apply statewide, and the County of Orange will be utilizing the VMT metrics outlined in the December 2018 technical advisory from the Governor's Office of Planning and Research to assist with the county's evaluation of discretionary projects under CEQA within unincorporated Orange County. The county will continue to utilize LOS, level of service, or another traditional metrics to ensure conformity with county planning documents and policies. As in previous practice, projects will still be required to provide traffic analysis outside of CEQA to be reviewed and approved by the county. Next slide. The general plan is considered a long-range planning document for the management of growth and change and also includes various state-mandated elements. At times, general plan amendments are proposed and adopted to comply with state law, meet the needs of the community, and or ensure conformance with other policy documents. Implementing SB 743 will require an update to the land use, transportation, and growth management elements to incorporate VMT. Next slide. Consultant support. On August 26, 2019, a cost proposal was released to request written proposals from qualified architecture slash engineering firms to assist with implementation of SB 743. We received a total of 4 proposals. After careful consideration, LSA was selected to lead the effort to assist with the SB 743 implementation for the County of Orange. LSA includes a transportation team of professionals with expertise in SB 743, vehicle miles traveled, and CEQA analysis. The contract with LSA started in December 2019. As part of their scope of work, staff will be collaborating with LSA on updates to the transportation implementation manual. This is an appendix to the growth management element. The proposed updates to the transportation and land use elements will be made by staff. LSA will also be preparing guidelines for evaluating vehicle miles traveled under CEQA. This document will serve as a guide for application and substantial evidence for the County of Orange's project screening, significance thresholds, and mitigation strategies, which are modeled after the Office of Planning and Research's technical advisory. And this is for CEQA transportation studies. In particular, the guidelines prepared by LSA will discuss the project screenings, the significance thresholds, and potential mitigation strategies. Project screening, which is criteria for screening out certain types of projects that by their nature or by the virtue of other factors would result in less than significant transportation impacts. An example would be the number of average daily trips generated by a project. Projects with low ADTs, average daily trips, would then be completely screened out of a VMT analysis. Significance thresholds for a land development project and transportation projects. These are projects that would be presumed to be less than significant without undergoing any additional detailed traffic analysis. An example threshold of significance may be a residential project with a low VMT. This may not have a significant impact and wouldn't require the traffic analysis and potential mitigation. LSA will also preparing the guidelines and will also include the potential mitigation strategies. Such strategies might include on-site improvements, such as providing bike parking and increased density, and some financial incentives, such as subsidized transit passes. As in previous CEQA practice, the applicant and the project proponent will still be required to identify mitigation measures to reduce, avoid, or offset the specific project-related impacts identified in an individual environmental document. Lastly, LSA will be developing a VMT mapping slash screening tool to assess VMT impacts for land development projects, roadway improvement projects, and other infrastructure projects within the unincorporated area so that prospective applicants can get an idea of the level of VMT for their proposed project, and staff can also validate that data. In summary, what we're presenting today is a general framework of the county's SB 743 efforts. We'll have additional details and more specifics when we return to Planning Commission for recommendation. Next slide. Today, we are seeking authorization to initiate General Plan Amendment GPA 20-01 to ensure compliance with recent state mandated changes. Due to the pandemic, which led to the delay and scheduling a Planning Commission meeting, OC Development Services started working with LSA on the County of Orange's guidelines for evaluating VMT under CEQA towards the beginning of this year. In particular, OC Development Services has been working in close collaboration with other internal county agencies, such as County Council, Public Works Infrastructure, and OC Waste and Recycling. Upon Planning Commission approval to initiate this general plan amendment, staff will work with LSA to update the Transportation Implementation Manual, finalize the guidelines for evaluating VMT under CEQA, and develop this interactive mapping screening tool to assess VMT impacts. Since SB 743 provisions shall apply statewide in July, starting July 2020, staff is expected to return to Planning Commission with a recommendation that the Board of Supervisors adopt a resolution that will adopt proposed General Plan Amendment GPA 20-01 land use, transportation, and growth manage elements in July, August of this year, so in the coming months. In the interim, staff has discussed VMT analysis with potential and current applicants, and they are aware of these new regulations. If the CEQA document is circulated for public review prior to July 1st, project would not need to conduct VMT analysis. However, if the CEQA document is to be circulated for public review after July 1st, project would need to conduct VMT analysis. And last slide. At this time, OC Development Services Planning recommends the Planning Commission receive staff report and public testimony and authorize staff to initiate General Plan Amendment GPA 20-01 to update the County of Orange land use, transportation, and growth management elements to ensure compliance with recent state mandated changes regarding new metrics for CEQA transportation analysis. And that concludes this part of our presentation. We are available to answer any questions you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Joanna. Excellent report. Is there any questions that the commission has of staff? We'll take those at this time.
I have none.
Commissioner Harper?
I don't have any.
I'll ask a couple questions, if you don't mind, Joanna and Richard. The VMT threshold that you are targeting, is that the 15% threshold that is that has been targeted by SCAG, I believe?
Yes, at this time, LSA, our consultant, has recommended 15% threshold for the County of Orange.
And then thank you. And then my second question is, how, since projects related to VMT analysis are looked at from an ADT standpoint, or total vehicle miles traveled, how are the peak hour intersections determined for mitigation? Is that the dual analysis that you referred to on the LOS?
For mitigation strategies, there will be some mitigation strategies identified in the guidelines prepared by LSA. Some of them include the bike parking, the increased density, the subsidized transit density, but it'll ultimately be the applicant's responsibility to identify mitigation measures that are specific to their project to reduce, avoid, or offset their project-related impacts.
And will level of service analysis still be conducted during the next, say, year as this is rolled out, or is that completely stopped?
LOS will still be conducted.
Okay.
And just to chime in a little bit, so LOS can still be conducted, but it's not required to be mitigated against for CEQA. Only VMT is required to be mitigated. So the statute allows us to do both, but only one is required for mitigation, and that's VMT.
Okay.
Correct.
Great, thank you. Okay, I'd like to open up the public hearing. Is there any member of the public that would like to speak on this item?
So none in this room. Is anyone on the phone that would like to speak?
Okay, we'll close the public hearing. Okay, so thank you for the staff report. Can we have a recommendation to for item number one, please?
You asking for a motion, Mr.
Please.
Chairman? Then I will move that we adopt the recommended action at number two to authorize staff to initiate the general plan amendment GPA 20-01 and all the language there of number two of recommended actions.
You have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Great, thank you. So let's move on to item number two, public hearing, general plan amendment H20-01, housing element, all supervisorial districts. The executive officer, Richard.
Thank you. We also have Joanna Chang to make the presentation.
Okay, thank you, Richard. We're also before you today to request authorization to initiate general plan amendment H20-01 to ensure compliance with existing state law and recent state mandated changes regarding housing. Also in attendance is Dave Barquest, our consultant from Chimley Horn. Next slide. In today's presentation, we will provide an overview of the items listed on this screen. In general, we'll present a framework of the housing element and discuss some highlights on what we're currently working on. The intent is to request authorization to initiate the housing element update at this time. We'll be returning to Planning Commission with additional details and a recommendation at a later time. As a side note, the picture on the screen here is Potter's Lane, a 16-unit development located in Midway City. This development serves chronically homeless veterans, and the developer is American Family Housing. These 480 square foot studios have been constructed with the use of recycled shipping containers. On to the next slide. State law requires jurisdictions to adopt a general plan, which includes various state mandated elements. The general plan is considered a long range planning document for the management of growth and change. Local governments are required to update their housing element every 8 years. The county's housing element for the fifth cycle was certified by State HCD on January 29, 2014. The current Regional Housing Needs Assessment, RENA cycle, covers the planning period from October 2013 to October 2021. This next RENA cycle covers the planning period from October 2021 to October 2029. This is also referred to as the sixth cycle. Next slide. These are some of the primary components within the housing element. The housing needs assessment is a requirement of state housing law and is a process that determines projected and existing need for all jurisdictions in California. The RENA is a planning target or goal, not a building quota, so just a goal. We will provide more details on the RENA in the next few slides. Housing element must also identify and analyze potential and actual barriers, such as fees and land use controls. The housing element will analyze existing housing stock, and it's required to include an inventory of land suitable for residential development. The housing element must also identify specific programs, such as funding for affordable housing developments, that will allow the implementation towards the stated goals and objectives. Next slide. The RENA objectives are shown on the screen. They include to increase housing supply, promote infill development, promote and improve intra-regional relationship between jobs and housing, to allocate a lower portion of housing need in areas that have a higher share of lower income housing, and to affirmatively further fair housing. Next slide. RENA is broken down into various income categories as shown on the screen. Very low, low, moderate, and above moderate. The screen also shows the breakdown of the county's RENA for this current fifth cycle. And the county received a RENA of 5,272 units for 2014 to 2021. Next slide. Developing the RENA is a joint effort between State HCD, SCAG, and the jurisdictions. State HCD certifies housing elements, and SCAG is the Metropolitan Planning Organization, MPO, that represents Orange County along with five other counties. SCAG receives consultation from State HCD. However, State HCD is the final decision maker on the regional determination, and SCAG then determines the regional allocation for the individual jurisdictions and also addresses any RENA appeals. To date, State HCD has determined that the regional determination for the SCAG region, which includes the six counties, is 1.34 million units for this upcoming sixth cycle. As some background, SCAG's regional determination for the fifth cycle was 412,137. The final RENA methodology includes factors such as projected need, i.e. household growth, future vacancy need, replacement need, also existing need, and then it also includes a 150% social equity adjustment and so forth. At the local level, the county has been heavily involved with the RENA process in preparation for this upcoming sixth RENA cycle. The county has attended various meetings at SCAG, Orange County Council of Governments, OCOG, Technical Advisory Committee, and the Center for Demographic Research to discuss regional determination and appropriate methodology. Staff has responded to all of the surveys sent by SCAG. We responded to the local input survey to indicate the county's existing planning policies. We've responded to the SCAG SPM mapping tool and exercise where jurisdictions identified and labeled existing land use and general plan designations and vacant areas on a parcel by parcel level. We've also collaborated with CDR on submitting housing projections. The county has also submitted comment letters to SCAG to discuss the county's unique characteristics, such as the ongoing annexations and the development agreement at Rancho Mission Viejo. We are also currently reviewing housing legislation, which will impact this upcoming sixth RENA cycle. Due to the pandemic, the RENA schedule has been delayed by 120 days. The timeline is shown on the screen. The draft RENA allocation will be issued in September, which will then start the RENA appeal process. The housing element will still need to be certified by October 2021, since this date is specified in housing element law. Once the county receives the final RENA allocation, OC Development Services will be hosting a series of workshops with multiple internal and external stakeholders, such as developers, community members, and other county agencies to discuss the housing element. Next slide. Development of the housing element update will require specific expertise. On May 1st, 2019, a request for proposal was released to seek qualified consultants to prepare the safety and housing element amendments. We received two proposals. Following a thorough review of the proposals, Kimley Horn and Associate was selected to lead the effort to update the safety and housing element updates. As a side note, we initiated the safety element update back in October 2019. And we're currently working through the updates with the consultant and the internal working group. Kimley Horn and Associates includes a team of experts with experience preparing housing element updates for numerous jurisdictions throughout California. Next slide. Consultant scope of work is listed on the screen. They will be responsible for working in collaboration with staff on research and data collection, environmental analysis, they will be collaborating with local experts and stakeholder groups. We'll be preparing draft ordinance language, and they will also be providing presentations to community workshops and public hearings. Next slide. The tentative schedule for the development of the housing element update is shown on the screen. This is a tentative schedule, so the dates may change for a variety of reasons. We will update the schedule as necessary. This time, staff is expected to return to Planning Commission with a recommendation that Planning Commission recommend to the Board of Supervisors to adopt the proposed General Plan Amendment H20-01 housing element in fall 2021. Next slide. In conclusion, OC Development Services Planning recommends that the Planning Commission receive staff report and public testimony authorize staff to initiate General Plan Amendment H20-01 to update the County of Orange housing element to ensure compliance with existing state law and recent state mandated changes regarding housing. And last slide. That concludes our presentation. We are available to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Chang. Excellent report again. I'd like to turn it over to the commissioners. Any comments, questions from the commission?
I don't have any.
None, thank you.
None. I have a couple that I wrote down. So we are scheduled to see this again in the fall of 21. It would be great if the staff and maybe county council could give us periodic updates as we continue our planning commission meetings, either in person or through technology. It'd be nice to track it.
Yeah, definitely. I think once we get started, we'll do regular updates with DPRC and our stakeholders. So we'll definitely keep the commission updated.
And do you expect that the RENA allocation that has currently been allocated for the county of 5,200 plus or minus?
That was last cycle. This current cycle, our draft numbers are over 10,000.
Over 10,000. Are you expecting that to change when the final allocation comes out?
We're going to try. Our plan is to appeal. I think a lot of jurisdictions will appeal too. So depending on how that goes, I believe the last cycle, no appeals were granted. So I know every city is going to go for it, and we're going to go for ours too. We do have some good justification on why our number should be reduced. Hopefully SCAG will accept it. That one of the big things is if they do reduce your numbers, those numbers will go somewhere else. So another city or another area will have to absorb those numbers.
I see.
It's going to be a little game between all the different cities and counties on who gets these numbers. The 10,000 number, even if it got reduced, probably won't go down by that much. But anything will help us at this point.
Correct. The fifth cycle, the County of Orange received an allocation of the 5,272. At this time, the draft RENA allocation for the County of Orange is 10,375. The final RENA methodology has been vetted. There's actually an interactive spreadsheet calculator that's located on SCAG's website where there's a drop-down menu indicating or listing all of the jurisdictions. When we select the County of Orange, the 10,375 number pops up, as well as line items for the 10,375. In terms of the appeal, some of the basis for the appeal include the methodology, local planning factors, and change circumstances. The County of Orange is unique in that we face various annexations. Annexations is an item that is referenced as a basis of appeal.
Thank you. Okay, now we'll open up the public hearing. So does any member of the public care to speak on this item, either in person or through technology?
So no one in here? Anyone on the phone?
Okay, we'll close the public hearing. I will entertain a motion to approve or recommend approval for the public hearing, General Plan Amendment H20-01, Housing Element, all supervisory districts.
I will make a motion to for the Planning Commission to approve the initiation of the General Plan Amendment H20-01, Housing Elements.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Perez. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Great, thank you. Moving on to item number three, Executive Officer Update. Richard.
Thank you, Commissioners. First of all, I'd just like to welcome Commissioner Perez to the Planning Commission. It's been a long time since we had a fourth district commissioner, so it's great to actually have a full panel of commissioners now. Looking forward to some of the items that we have coming to the commission. Next year will be very interesting, especially with this RENA cycle. We laugh about it, but we're lucky our numbers only doubled to 10,000. Other jurisdictions had numbers that went up by 4,000%. So that's kind of something everybody will be facing. And it was like the number one item before the pandemic hit for all the jurisdictions. There are multiple lawsuits kind of going around about this. So by next year, this will probably pick up full steam again. One of the items that we have to do is rezone a lot of properties to accommodate these units. So in the next year, we're going to see a lot of workshops, a lot of stakeholder groups, and just discussions on how the county unincorporated area could accommodate all these units and where they go and how to do it in an equitable fashion. Some other projects we have in the pipeline, probably by the end of summer or around fall, we potentially have a rezone project in North Tustin. So a third district might see a project for a couple, a duplex project, basically. We might have another project in Coto. This one's been discussed multiple times before for 13 homes. So that one potentially could come in around fall. And we recently received an appeal for a Coastal Commission project. That one will be scheduled within 60 days. So we'll look in our calendar and see what the next date will be. But that one will potentially hit Planning Commission pretty soon. That's all for me.
Thank you. County Council update. Ms. Walsh, find a microphone.
Good afternoon. Does this one work?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't have that many updates. We did have a Court of Appeal opinion come out in Esperanza Hills, and this was a case where we are on our fourth Court of Appeal decision, and we prevailed in the Court of Appeal decision, which is good news. The petitioners have decided to take a writ of cert to the Supreme Court. So this week we submitted a response to that writ of cert, and we do have one outstanding appeal on that case. The good news is that the project approvals did not have to be rescinded the last time that we came. So the applicant may be moving forward on some basic things like grading. So that's all I have.
Thank you. Commissioner comments. Can we start with Commissioner Joe Ha?
You know, I don't have anything to pull by today, so I'm good.
Okay. Commissioner Harper.
Well, I have welcome Commissioner Perez, and can't wait to see you in person. That's all I got to say, and stay safe.
Commissioner Rice.
Well, I'll echo welcome to Commissioner Perez. And then my other comment would be perhaps, Mr. Chairman, the chair might be able to inquire of staff whether there might be some way of allowing for a fifth commissioner somehow to be inside this room next time.
I would agree with that.
I'll leave that to the chair. That's it.
Commissioner Perez, any commissioner comments?
Thank you, everybody, for the welcome. I'm excited to be a part of this. I'm also looking forward to the work we're going to be doing, especially with the RENA numbers. I'm quite familiar with them, given the prison work I do. So it's going to be an exciting year. I wish everybody stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll just make one comment in the 5th District that the Stater Brothers, this is really exciting news for us in the 5th District. Stater Brothers grocery store is finally opening June 1st. And so it's been a long time coming, so we're all looking forward to that. And then secondly, as it relates to Commissioner Rice, we it's pretty big shoes to fill as a chairman. And so we wanted to give him a little token of our appreciation that as serving as chair for the last for the previous year. And he's always needed a little work with this gift. And so if I may pass this down to Commissioner Rice and have him open it as a token of the commission's appreciation for his service as chairman.
All right.
In the previous year.
Very good. I don't have to stay 6 feet away from the gift.
And
is it something he can share?
Yes, he can. He will be able to share. He might not be able to open it up, but he certainly will be able to share.
Looking at this wrapping paper, very very nice. It's appears to be heavy copy paper with the Orange County logos all over it. Is there one that I should open over the other?
Yeah, the bigger one is probably the
bigger.
The bigger prize
is the thing. Well, thank you, and thanks for making me feel guilty for making sure we didn't do something for Commissioner Ha before me.
We were wondering about that, but...
Commissioner Perez, I wish you can see this.
Yeah, it's...
No, it's like, you know, a Christmas
I do,
time.
Too.
Well, let me see. Let me put on my glasses. There. Wow, you can hear that noise, Commissioner Perez. It's very exciting. It's a gavel. Appears to be something like in the order of Cherrywood Gavel. And it is inscribed Kevin Rice, Chairman, Orange County Planning Commission, 2019-2020. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you. Thank you to staff and Mr. Chairman, Madam Vice Chair, and or Mr. Vice Chair, and everybody else. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So you're welcome, and thank you for your service and your leadership as chair. And why don't you use that gavel
That's
and close us
order.
Out. Close
you're
us out.
Order. You're out of order. Okay. I think you have to ask for public comments first.
Oh, we do have public comments.
There you go, see.
Public comments. Any member of the public wishing to address the commission, either in person or on the technology?
No one in person. Anyone on the phone?
No public comments? Okay, that will conclude the meeting of the Orange County Planning Commission of May 27, 2020.
I know that he's reporting candidates.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.